It's Here and Now, and we are on our election road trip in South Carolina today. I'm right here in historic Charleston, a beautiful area, and I'm here with a friend of mine from Illinois, from Champaign-Urbana, Noni Bruckner, who's 29 and has been living here for how long, Noni?
3 years.
3 years. And why did you come here? Because so many people have moved to this state in the last several years.
I believe 44 people move here every day.
And
I
you were
be a
one
little
of them.
Off, and I was one of them. My husband and I were living, well, we got married in California. He was a medical student and got a residency in psychiatry at the Medical University of South Carolina here. So that brought us here, and we've been here for 3 years. Another one, maybe two more.
Maybe two more.
Maybe two more.
And then you want to move away.
And then he'll get a job somewhere.
So you don't want to stay here forever.
We might move to California, but we might stay.
How has it been so far? And you've been working, by the way, as a wedding photographer.
Yes, I have been loving doing that here.
And was it easy to get a job here? Was the opportunity there?
Yeah, there was so much opportunity in the wedding industry for me.
Everybody, of course. Yeah. As we're sitting here, we are sitting in basically the perfect wedding photography studio outside in historic Charleston because it's so beautiful everywhere.
Everyone wants to come here to get married. It is such a beautiful place. There's so many hotels, so many great restaurants. It's a huge destination wedding location. So a lot of people come from other places, come from New York or, you know, the Midwest. A lot come from the Midwest.
Other people from the Midwest.
Oh, yes. Tons come from Ohio. A lot come from Illinois, too.
Are there a lot of young people here?
Yes. Tons of young people.
And what about the cultural differences? Because obviously South Carolina is different than where you and I grew up in Illinois. How has that been?
I would say right away, the big thing we noticed was the pace. It's really slow. It's really friendly. It's a little more formal. So people usually dress up a little bit more, you know, in a daily basis. People greet each other. Oh, yeah, fur butt hats. Yeah, actually. Especially in Easter. Easter looks really cool here.
And what about politically?
Politically, much more conservative than LA, where we moved from, of course. I've learned I've never had really too many Republican friends before. Now I have plenty. So that's something, that's a big difference.
What's been the most difficult thing about moving to South Carolina and living here?
Maybe the water.
What do you mean?
The flood we had this fall. It's a problem. We have a lot of flooding around our house. That's just something that you have to live with. And coming from an arid place, that's something I wasn't used to.
Although I'm sure that they would love to have some water in California right now.
Yeah, I'm sure they would too.
Well, Noni, great to see you. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks, Jeremy. It's great to see you too.